Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Here's your tongue twister for today, three times quickly now. Clay County Red Claw Crayfish. Clay County Red Claw Crayfish. Clay County Red Claw Crayfish.
We're working with Ken Thompson at Kentucky State University. They're really excited about that. They've done it at Kentucky State University in a real controlled environment. But this will be in a greenhouse where they'll have year-round heat. And that's what those animals like.
Clay County Extension Agent Jeff Cassidy is busy making ready for next Thursday's demonstration field day, focusing on hanging baskets, high tunnel vegetable production, and red claw crayfish, which holds potential, but some trepidation over marketing.
What I'm scared of is that there's not going to be any restaurants near us, that we're talking probably Louisville or Lexington markets, or, you know, of course you could go south to Knoxville, or, you know, even north to Cincinnati to find those high-end restaurants that would be willing to pay that.
For those not quite ready to jump in with the Red Claws, they're checking out other possibilities.
We had the hanging basket demonstration working with Steve Burbridge, who's an extension horticulture specialist there at the University of Kentucky. And the idea was, in our transition from tobacco, what are some of the things that we can do to make money? So we wanted to do the hanging basket demonstration as a possibility.
That Clay County Field Day next Thursday, May 2nd. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Clay County Extension Agent Jeff Cassidy says their May 2nd field day is focusing on high tunnel production. High tunnels, basically greenhouses without heat. And they're looking at inside sweet corn production.
Of course, within the greenhouse, what we're concerned about is pollination, filling up to the tip with kernels. We're kind of kernel field. We're kind of anxious about that, if you will. So we're trying to take some precautions to make that happen.
And indoors, they can prevent damage from birds, raccoon, deer, you name it. And if you've grown it, you know it. They can all tear up a sweet corn patch. So they're checking out greenhouse sweet corn.
They're going to go in with transplants that they've raised in another greenhouse in trays, like you would tobacco, and then actually transplant those into the high tunnel. So you already have an advantage.
Checking out some unique production potential at the Clay County Field Day on the Tim Lunsford Farm, Manchester, next Thursday, May 2nd. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.